The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, this is a day in the life of Jesus. It started with him going to the synagogue where he taught, and people were amazed at his teaching because he taught with authority. He expelled a demon from a man who was in the synagogue. Then he went home to Peter's house. Peter's mother-in-law was sick, and it tells us that they interceded to Jesus to heal her. And that's where our prayer of intercession comes from. Just like Peter interceded for his mother-in-law, we intercede for others who are sick, for people who are suffering from different things, for peace in the world. And then more people came in, and Jesus also healed them, expelled more demons. The next morning, Jesus went away by himself. He needed that time of prayer, just him and God. He went to the synagogue the previous day, but now he needed his personal time in prayer with God. And then people found out where he was, and they went looking for him, but Jesus told them, "This is not what I came for. I came to bring a greater healing, the salvation from sin and death." And I think that should give us a great example for us, a model for us to follow. We need our personal prayer one-on-one with God every day. We need our communal prayer, whether it's every day at Mass, if we're able to, or at least on Sunday as we come together as a community to pray, just like Jesus went to the synagogue. We need to reach out to the needs of the world and bring healing and reconciliation. Obviously, we can do physical healing, but there's other ways that we can heal. We can feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, visit the sick. There's different kinds of healing that people want, and a lot of time it's not necessarily financial. But also, we all have that the same mission of Jesus, to proclaim the kingdom of God, to proclaim that Jesus is our Savior. He is our Lord. That's our main mission. Because this world will never be a perfect place where nobody has any needs anymore. That's heaven. And there's a lot of people of this world who take care of the human needs of people in this world. Not that we shouldn't do it, but we should be focused more on those spiritual needs, to do the work of Jesus, the work of salvation.